This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, June 14th. While corn continues to ratchet higher in Thursday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Let's talk about WASDE. WASDE is the one that we've all been watching in the last couple of days. We got some bullish numbers, right? They lowered the yield, lowered production, lowered carryout. What does that mean to you, right? That's going to mean things are tighter and the market's reacting like it should. It took a little while for it to get through. However, we've seen corn again up 10, 12 cents today. That's the right thing to do on the back of the fact the numbers we got. And with a wet crop like that, it's going to be a while before we really know exactly what we're dealing with. We got new crop corn settling on its highs today, and if that looks as though, if you're a technician, it could open the door up to maybe even trading higher up to that $4.85 level. So keep an eye on that. Traded up to highs, settled on highs. That's very strong, and it looks as though the managed money, the spec money out there, is onto a winner.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 9 1/4 at 5.36 1/4. July corn was up 12 at 4.41 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.75 to 6.20. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were up 5.5, ranging from 6.18 1/4 to 6.43 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 1.5, ranging from 6.46 1/4 to 6.56 1/4. Live cattle for June were down 60 cents at 109.15. August feeder cattle was down $1.57 1/2 at 136.12 1/2. And June class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 16.30.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.